మనసి ప్రతిష్ఠిత మనో మే వాచి ప్రతిష్ఠితం ఆవిరావిర్మయేధి వేదస్య మాణీస్తః శృతం మే మా ప్రహాసీః అనేనాధీతేన అహోరాత్రాన్ సందధామి ఋతం వదిష్యామి సత్యం వదిష్యామి తన్మామవతు తద్వక్తారమవతు అవతు మాం అవతు వక్తారమవతు వక్తారం ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
పేజ్ 40 మంత్ర 13.
సజాతో భూతాన్యభివ్యైఖ్యత్ కిమిహాన్యం వావదిషదితి స ఏతమేవ పురుషం బ్రహ్మ తత మమ పశ్యత్ ఇదమదర్శమితి.
ఎవరి ఉపనిషత్ follow the method of superimposition and negation. Superimposition means adhyaropa, negation means apavada. All Upanishads follow the same method. Adhyaropa apavadabhyam nishprapancham pratiyate. Adhyaropa means introducing the creation, having explained the creation elaborately, then Upanishad negates the same creation, the negation in the form of mithyatvam. Mithya means once you take out the nama rupa from that what you are seeing or experiencing, that is called mithyatvam. You falsify the nama rupa from anything, whatever you experience, that means you are doing mithyatva nirnayam, mithyatva nischayam. So mithya means always we have to see jiva, జగత్, ఈశ్వర, దిస్ ట్రయాంగిల్ ఈజ్ అధ్యారోపం. వాట్ ఈజ్ అధ్యారోపం? సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ అపాన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ద జీవా ఈజ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్, ద జగత్ ఈజ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్, ఈశ్వర ఆల్సో ఈజ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్. వై ఉపనిషత్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ జీవ, జగత్, ఈశ్వర? సిన్స్ యు ఆర్ ద ఇండివిజువల్, యు ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ద వరల్డ్ జగత్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ, సో యువర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐ ఆమ్ హియర్, వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ దేర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ న్యాచురల్ వన్స్ యు బోర్న్, దిస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ న్యాచురల్. వ్యష్టి ఐ ది ఇండివిజువల్, సమష్టి ది టోటల్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఉపనిషత్ హ్యాస్ టు ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ వట్ ఈజ్ నోన్ టు యూ, దెన్ ఇట్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద రియాలిటీ ఆఫ్ దాట్ లేటర్. వట్ ఈజ్ ద టీచింగ్ మెథడాలజీ? నోన్ టు అన్నోన్, నోన్ టు అన్నోన్. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐ నో, ఐ ఆమ్ హియర్ అండ్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ మీ. Therefore, Upanishad has to talk that reality, conditional reality. Mithya means a conditional reality in artha. further you want to understand technically what is mithya, mithya is that which has got a conditional reality. This is further complicated. What is conditional reality? No. Simple. Conditional reality means nothing but Ishvara from the standpoint of Jiva, Jiva from the standpoint of the world, Jagat, Jagat is from the standpoint of Jiva. All these three are standpoints. Ishvara, you say, from whose standpoint? Jiva's standpoint. I am Dasaha, Jivaha, Bhaktaha. He is Swami. So standpoint. Ishvara is real from the standpoint of I, the Jivatma. This is what our understanding. Naturally, people are having this bhavana. Therefore, Ishvara is also a conditional reality. From the standpoint Jiva, Ishvara is there. How I look upon Ishvara as the creator of the universe? I look upon Ishvara, the God, as the creator of this universe. Creator of me also. So, Ishvara created me, Ishvara created the world. So, from Jagat and Jiva standpoint, Ishvara gets the status of Ishvaratvam. So, Ishvara is also a conditional reality. What is that condition? Jiva standpoint, Ishvara standpoint, Jagat standpoint, if you see, is Ishvara. Similarly, from Ishvara standpoint, if you see, I am the Jiva, miserable Jiva, and Ishvara looking at the world, what I have, he has created. So, he looks at the creation Jagat. He looks at the Jiva in that Jagat. So, from the Ishvara standpoint, Jagat and Jiva is also a conditional reality. The Jagat is also, which is made out of tamapradhana prakriti, I said in the last class. Jagat is tamapradhana prakriti, Jiva is rajapradhana prakriti, Ishvara is sattvapradhana prakriti. Do you remember? If you remember, further subject can be continued. Jiva is rajapradhana prakriti means Jiva is overpowered by Maya. Jiva is under the spell of Maya. Jagat is tamapradhana prakriti, it is jadam. Jagat nama rupa prapancha is jadam. It doesn't have sentiency. That is bhogya prapancha. Jagat is called bhogya prapancha. In that bhogya prapancha, there are sentient and insentient entities. Bhogya prapancha has got two varieties. Beings are there, sentient beings are also there, other species and other objects which we experience called bhogya prapancha, inert objects. Inert objects are required for sentient beings to enjoy, to experience. These are all created by Ishvara. This is what people generally have this understanding. So, Upanishad has to go along with their understanding. Upanishad also has to talk like that. So, these are the conditional reality. Jagat is also a conditional reality. Jagat is from the standpoint of Jiva and Ishvara. Jiva is also a conditional reality from the standpoint of Jagat and Ishvara. Ishvara is also a conditional reality from the standpoint of Jagat and Jiva. This triad we have to remember. Once we wake up in the morning, I experience the world. I always feel that there is some power, some mighty power which has created everything. I am sure that I have not created ocean, sun, moon and all. Therefore, some mighty power, almighty power is there, up above, somewhere in invisible form. This is what all people understand. So, with this background of human mind, Upanishad picks up the thread. Now you see, this is called Adhyaropa. Adhyaropa. How Upanishad has presented from the beginning this Adhyaropa, first chapter. There is nothing other than Brahman, the Paramatma. Upanishad teaching begins. This is your understanding. You, the individual, in front of you, the world. There is Ishvara, Almighty, Powerful One. So you have this type of understanding, either by yourself or by your parents or by seeing your experience, knowingly or unknowingly, either right or wrong, you have this apprehension. Now you look at the vision of the Upanishad. We have to look at the vision of the Upanishad, how Upanishad want to take us to that reality. Upanishad says, Paramatma alone is there. That one Paramatma who is having Maya Shakti, Paramatma want to become many. Paramatma is all-pervading. These are all Upanishadic statements. Paramatma is all-pervading. Paramatma in its pure nature is pure consciousness, existence, principle. It Paramatma doesn't have any form really, no limbs at all. That Paramatma by name Brahman, we call Brahman. That Brahman want to enjoy, create his Maya power, activating the Maya power. Chumma ukkarndha enna pannanum? Edhavadhu pannanume. That Brahman who is having Maya Shakti, just he looks at Maya. Looks at means Brahman ku kanne illaye eppadi look pannitaranna. Adhu oru look. Look like look. Visualized. Thought of. Mind illaye eppadi thought of anna. Because of Maya Shakti, Brahman just thought of, let this Maya be activated. Let this Maya be activated. Let me have some galata time. Let me have some sport. Let me play some time. Then what that Brahman Paramatma did? Created lokas, shariams, indriyas, hunger and thirst, matter, just created like statues. All statues are created. Then having created all the statues, bodies, what is the use of these statues, bodies, jadam, maya? Without me, they cannot experience. Now let me enter. One Purvapakshi asked a question. Brahman is all-pervading. Why simanam vidarya? Is it necessary for him, Brahman, to break the head and to enter inside? You said Paramatma is all-pervading. That Brahman is all-pervading. Why he has to break the head and enter inside? Don't take literally. Brahman as though entered. Brahman availability. Having entered inside, making this matter, body, mind complex sentient. Brahman made certain matters, subtle refinement matter, there he expressed as consciousness also. Entire matter is in different forms, and the same Brahman, let me have some matter without manifesting the sentiency, let me have some matter with sentiency. 84 lakhs of species the matter, he made it refined. Like some mavu, you make it so soft, less pliable, more pliable, more refined. When you are eating so soft there, some of them romba neram arikka matam, adu konja apdiye gatti gattiya irukum, andha maadhiri irukanum. Andha maadhiri bhagavan kuda seladella nalla refine panni matter ni sukshma shariram maadhiri panni vechittu, he want to enjoy through this matter, and he kept some matter to enjoy. So for that sake, he has not given any refined, subtle body to that matter. What is that? So many mike is that matter which is not refined. The desk is that matter which is not refined. The dress you are wearing which is not refined. What are all you are wearing? All those things are not refined matter, because they are all tamah pradhana prakriti. Then only you can use them. Otherwise, they also have refined matter. They also have mind. Suppose in this clip also there is a refined matter like mind. And this clip also gets sentience and say, let me go to walk up to the beach. It will go away. I cannot use the clip. My car will go away to that beach. Everything can go away. Problem. Therefore, Paramatma intelligently kept some bhogya prapancha to enjoy. Just bhogya prapancha is no use. Someone should be there to enjoy. So, bhoktru prapancha. Adhe matter ni, konja refined matter, konja unrefined matter, runda vechi. Paramatma as sentient existence principle, here also. But, why? Here also. Here and anna. Bhogya prapancha, bhoktru prapancha. Bhoktru means what? Sentient 84 lakhs of species. In the 84 lakhs of species are also matter. And the entire jagat, objects, names and forms, all are also matter. What is the difference? This matter, that matter. This matter is rajah pradhanam, that matter is tamah pradhanam. Since it is tamah pradhanam, tamoguna pradhanam, it cannot reflect this sat chit paramatma brahman. Sat and chit is there. Since brahman happens to be sat chit, that sat chit happens to be everywhere. You cannot say it is not there here. In the mic also sat and chit is there. Since it is tamah pradhana prakritihi, it is unrefined, it doesn't have a capacity to reflect this chit in that. Clear? Chit, chaitanyam cannot be formed as chidabhasa in the tamah pradhana prakriti matter. Chit chaitanyam, the consciousness, cannot be formed as chidabhasa in this tamah pradhana prakriti jagat nama rupa bhogya prapancha. Very long sentence. Break it panna mudiyala. Enna pandrathu? This chit chaitanyam, consciousness principle, even though it is all pervading, that brahma chaitanyam is all pervading, in that jagat nama rupa also it is all pervading, but that chit cannot be formed in this tamah pradhana prakriti nama rupa bhogya prapancha. And another matter, Bhagavan kept a refined matter, rajah pradhana prakriti, where the chidabhasa can be formed in the mind. So, abrahma pipilikanta tanushu prota jagat sakshini. This Paramatma, sat chit, chidrupena api, available in the species. How many species are there? 84 lakhs. From long, long ago, we are telling 84 lakhs. Now we do not know, so many new species also may come. Lot of hybrids are coming, no? All these species have refined matter they are able to take that matter is able to reflect the chit. Chidabhasa is formed. Now you see, Brahman, all pervading matter is that everywhere. Brahman is everywhere, matter is everywhere. That matter, when it reflects consciousness, it is a refined matter. Now, what is that refined matter? Among all species, refined matter, human being the highest refined matter. Human body mind complex. Sixth sense. Other species also have awareness. Other species have that consciousness, sat and chit. They recognize their entity, but they cannot recognize, I am consciousness principle, I am sat principle. They cannot recognize other species. 84 lakhs of species lo, one species matram attend the Aitareya Upanishad. One species alone can talk about Aitareya Upanishad. 83 lakhs of species cannot talk about Aitareya Upanishad, cannot hear about Aitareya Upanishad. One species, who is that species? Myself. That is one type of species, human species, can recognize this what? Brahman plus Maya with Sattva Rajas Tama Pradhana Prakriti Dvara Ishvara Jagat Jiva Rupena Vyaktam Bhavati Iti Jnatum Shakyate. Shakyate va nava? We can. If you don't know this, but you have to join with 83 lakhs of species. Am I right or not? You tell me. Human mind, intellect alone can grasp this privilege of recognizing I am consciousness, sentient principle. The entire matter is functioning because of me. This faculty, this privilege, if you don't recognize, what is the difference between 83 lakhs of species and you, the one species? Puriyirudho, romba powerful la irukku. They cannot recognize. Ant cannot say I am ant. Elephant cannot say I am elephant. Tent the ant, elephant. They cannot recognize. You, the human being, ant, you can say ant, you can say elephant. Not only that, ant cannot say, I am Atma, I am in my body also, I am in the human body also, ant cannot say. This is Upanishad, I am not saying. We have to say that we have to say that. Elephant cannot claim, I am also Satchit, ant also Satchit. This human being who is sitting upon me, elephant, thinking. Sitting upon me is also Satya Chit. Can elephant think? In spite of that, Satya Chit is manifesting in that elephant. Elephant cannot claim. Sahikshata, Sahiman, Lokan, Asrajata. Elephant can think. Ant can think. Who can think? Human being. If I don't study Shastra, if I don't come to Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad and all, dash, dash, dash. Ant also eating, ant also producing its species. Elephant also eating, sleeping, and it is enjoying. We are also doing. What is the difference between ant, elephant and you? Now you understand why human birth given. 84 lakhs of species, one species is special. That speciality, when can you say it is special? That human species is a special species. It is an extraordinary species. When can you say that? unless you come to Upanishad class, you cannot say that. Yes? Unless you come to Upanishad class, Bhagavad Gita class, you cannot say human species is the special species, extraordinary species. Saying just like that, human beings are having sixth sense, therefore they are all special, adhi vere. Chumma chollaradhu, lip movement chollaradhu vere. Understanding how I am special. That is very important. Everyone can say. Why? Because difference theriyaradhu illiyo. So everyone can say lip service. That is called lip service. We don't want lip service. Human species is a special species, extraordinary species. It has got a privilege. With understanding I have to say. With clear understanding I have to say. Not by just lip movement. By lip service everyone can say. Dog is governed by me, therefore I am not a dog. I am superior. This is not superiority. You have to explain why you are superior, logically. Then, not to others, you have to explain to yourself. Then you have completed your assignment to be taken as a human form. Okay, these are all aside my own extrapolation. But it's very useful. I thought, that's why I have given. Now come to the subject matter. Paramatma, Sat Chit Rupa Paramatma, just manifesting in everything. Jagat, Jiva, as Ishvara, he has entered, Paramatma entered the human body. Especially he kept one body at least to recognize me. Otherwise everything is like, suppose human species is not there. What will happen? Paramatma, tragedy. Imagine. Uncho, think panni paakala. Exaggeration. Human species is not there. All other 83 lakhs of species are there. What will happen? What is the tragedy, you know? Paramatma can never recognize, I have entered as Jivatma in the body. I am none other than Paramatma. I the Jivatma, I am Paramatma only. No one can understand. If Jivatma, human being is not there, especially human being Jivatma is not there, Paramatma also cannot recognize who is in the Jivatma form. I am Paramatma. Paramatma is trapped. Adanal Paramatma sattva guna pradhana Ishvara enna pannitar theriyumo, or human being vekkanum, so that I can recognize at least in some bodies I am Paramatma only. I am Paramatma only ani oru species avadu etla purinjita, matta species ellame Paramatma da avanu puriyattalum kuda adi Paramatma da. Ant doesn't know I am Paramatma, but Jivatma, the human being, can say I am Paramatma. This ant is also really speaking Paramatma. Elephant is also Paramatma. Everything is Satchit Atma Swarupam. Appa enna na human life, how great it is. Ippidi patta human life ni namma, we are using for what? Except for Jnanam, they are using for everything. Very few people, those who are having Paramatma Vasana, those Jivatmas come and sit, they want to recognize, I am Paramatma. Who are those Jivatmas? You are all have come here to recognize you are Paramatma. Why all other Jivatmas, human species are not coming? Anna? Papa Prarabdham, some obstruction. They are carried away by the body, mind, matter complex. Okay, now look into his. Saha Jataha. Saha Jivatma recognized, I am born as though in this body. Bhutani அபிவ்யைக்யத். பரமாத்மா ஹூ ஹேஸ் என்டர்ட், தெர் இஸ் நோ ஜீவாத்மா செப்பரேட் அதர் தேன் பரமாத்மா, இசன்ட் இட்? ஸோ அபிவ்யைக்யத் என்க்வைர்ட் இன் டு பூதானி ஜீவ ஜெகத் ஈஸ்வர. திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா, த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஐதரையோபனிஷத், த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஆஃப் சாஸ்திர, ஸ்டார்டட் என்க்வைரிங். Enquiring about what? Jiva, Jagat and Ishvara. Who is this Ishvara? What is this Jagat? Who is this Jiva? Started enquiring. Abhivyaikhyatu. Started enquiry. This is called Apavada. Ingalinda Apavada starting. This Jivatma is that Nama Rupa is Mithya. And Ishvara Nama Rupa is Mithya. Having entered, Paramatma has entered. Then after some time, Jivatma Rupena, round and round and round panni. Later he comes to tired off and sitting. Podumappa, in the Jivatma Rupam podum enakku, let me recognize I am Paramatma. Tired off. Jivatma family irindirindu, tired off. And coming Sunday morning, relaxing the Paramatma. Trying to recognize, I am not a Jeevatma, I am Paramatma. So, Bhutani means here, Jagat Jeeva Ishvara. Abhivyekhyat. Jataha means what? Paramatma who is born as Jeevatma. Born you have to put in inverted commas. There is no really born. The one... The Atma which is manifesting in this body as Jivatma has recognized I am Paramatma. Satchit. Nama Rupa is Mithya. Maya. That is my glory. Maya, body, mind complex. I am only lending Chidabhasa to this mind. And that Chidabhasa mind, which he has got the reflected consciousness, claiming husband, wife, therefore, that husbandhood, wifehood are from the standpoint of the body-mind complex, they are mithya, recognized. Jataha saha jivatma. Who is this jivatma? Paramatma only. Got the name Jivatma. Paramatma alone has got the name Jivatma. Then Jivatma recognized. What is that recognized? Sat Chit alone is my nature. Since I am available in this body, I have got temporarily Jivatma name. Even this Jagat is also Nama Rupa. Ishvara is also Nama Rupa. Ellame ennuda Rupandana. These are all did in Taittiriya Upanishad, other Upanishad, how this Mithyatvam did. No? Mithyatvam Nishchayam, how it has happened, how it has taken place. No? So by studying Upanishads, Chandogya Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, after studying everything, what? Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha akashad vayuhu vayor agnihi அக்னேராபா அத்ய பிருத்திவி பிருத்திவியா ஓஷதய ஓஷதீபியோ நம் அன்னாத் புருஷா. தென் யூ ஹேவ் டு கோ பேக் பிரவிலாபனம். அது வந்து சிருஷ்டி பிரகரணம். வாட் இஸ் த பிரவிலாபனம்? எகெயின் புருஷா ரிகக்னைஸ் திஸ் புருஷா ஹேஸ் கம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அன்னம், அன்னம் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஓஷதி, ஓஷதி இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பிருத்திவி, பிருத்திவி இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்டர்ஸ், வாட்டர் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அக்னி, அக்னி இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாயு, வாயு இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆகாஷா, ஆகாஷா இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா. பிரவிலாபனம். ஹோல் சிருஷ்டி பிரகரணம் ஹேஸ் டு ரிசால்வ் இன் டு ஆத்மா. எப்படி வந்தாமோ அப்படியே பின்னாடி போகணும். ஸோ பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் ஹேஸ் கம். திஸ் இஸ் எலாபரேட்லி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். இப்போ வந்து அபவாதா இது, இந்த ரெண்டு மந்திரம். Look into the mantra again. Now, after recognizing this Jivatma as Paramatma, ஐ ஆம் பரமாத்மா அலோன். கிம் இஹ அன்யம் வாவ திசது இதி. வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் அதர் தேன் பரமாத்மா? திஸ் இஸ் வெரி க்ரூஷியல் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் அதர் தேன் மீ தி பரமாத்மா? ஹவு டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ்? வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் அதர் தேன் மீ தி பரமாத்மா மீன்ஸ் அதர் தேன் சத் அண்ட் சித், வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் ரியல்லி? அதர் தேன் சத் சித், தட் இஸ் பரமாத்மா ஸ்வரூபம். ஐ ஆம் சத் சித் பரமாத்மா. தி ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் சத் சித் பரமாத்மா. அதர் தேன் வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் ரியல்லி? கிம் இஹ வாவதிஷத். A peculiar vyakaranam here. I don't want to enter into that. Kim, what else is there? Akshepaarthe kim, natu prashnaarthe. Is there anything? No, not that question here. What else is there? Nothing is there. Akshepaarthe. Nothing is there. Sat chit. Other than that sat chit, what else is there? Nothing is having substantiality of its own. Nothing, karyam, every product, every karyam doesn't have substantiality of its own. Your own good old lesson. Pot is not there. Yes, karyam, pot, not there. Other than its cause. Ornament is not there. Other than its cause. Gold. Shirt is not there other than its cause, fiber. Desk is not there other than its cause, wood. So, Nama Rupa, what you are seeing is nothing but Karana in a different form. What you are calling by name, shirt, desk, pot, ornament, these are all only verbal, word. It is a word. Entire world is a word. Entire world is a word. It is only vikaraha namadheyam. Only namadheyam you have given when it has got a form. Really speaking, that form, that named one, it doesn't have its existence. Where is a pot? You are seeing pot. You are given the name pot. I ask you, is there a pot? Tell me, is there a pot? Oru pot angra substance iruka? Nanna yosichu paakanum. Is there a pot substance separately? You are using the word pot. The pot angra vastu artha, that is called artha. In Sanskrit, artha means, there are two meanings. Artha means a meaning is also artha, but the purul is also artha. Oru padam, artha millada padam. Idu parungo. Artha means purul. Pot angra purul, artha illada padam, pot. Purila, ungalukku puriyadho illayo. I am enjoying. Oru padartham, oru padam. இது பாட். பாட் இஸ் எ பதம் வேர்டு. ஓகே, பாட் இஸ் எ பதம் வேர்டு. திஸ் பாட் இன் மை ஹேண்ட் இஸ் எ பதம் வாட் ஐ எம் யூசிங். யூ ஆர் சீயிங் த பாட். அட்டர் பாட் சே பாட் பாட். இட் இஸ் எ பதம், இட் இஸ் எ வேர்டு. இட்ஸ் அர்த்த, இட்ஸ் பொருள், இட்ஸ் த வஸ்து பத. இட்ஸ் அர்த்த மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். இஸ் தேர் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் கால்டு பாட்? You have uttered a pot. Sin again uttered pot. Does that word pot has got an object? Vastu? Pot? Is it there? If it is there, here you say, I take the clay, you take the pot. If you say pot is there, I will say, I take the clay. I say this is clay. I am taking the clay. Now you take the pot because you said pot is there. You said pot is there. Pot word you have used. You are telling the object pot is there, artha is there, vastu, porul is there and chunnal. You take if it is there. Na cholala pot irukani. If you say pot is there, pot word you have uttered, pot porul artha should be taken by you. Can you take any yoga? Any yoga, in any yoga, at any place, at any time. Can you take? When I take the clay, you cannot take the pot. Yen? Clay vida pot angara porul illai. There is no pot substance other than clay. Therefore, you cannot take the pot. That means what? The pot, what you have uttered, it doesn't have artha. Artha millada padam. Porul illada padam. That substance is not there. Pot and substance is not there. Therefore, your word pot is meaningful or meaningless? Meaningless. The pada, pot, that which doesn't have artha of its own. Artha means careful. Artha means substance. When it doesn't have its substance, artha of its own, that pada is useful or useless? It doesn't have a stand at all. Once its object is not there, what for that pada? What for that pada? That's why word is mithya. It doesn't have its existentiality of its own, substantiality of its own. Extend this to all objects. Sample, one pot I have given here. Same way, take the desk. I take the wood, you take the desk. Come on, tell me the word desk. 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 Desk is a padam, word. Show me the artha, desk. Show me the artha, porul, object, desk. This is a desk, Swami. I say, this is not desk, this is wood. I am taking the wood. If you take the desk, you take. You cannot. Therefore, desk is meaningless. It is mithya. Artham illada oru porul. Porulukku illada porulukku artham illada oru word you have given. Woodukku you have given the name desk. Desk irukka? Illa. Wood da deska. And the perilo we are calling. You have given the name to the wood as desk. You have given the name to the clay as a pot for vyavahara. But it is not real. Even though you have given name for vyavahara, interaction purpose, desk kunduva, bench kunduva, vyavahara artham. Bring the chain, bring the ring. Bring what you are bringing, tell me. Are you bringing chain or a ring or gold? This is nanna priyam. Bring that ring from the birwa. Are you bringing ring or gold? I am bringing ring, Swamini. You are bringing the ring or gold. There is no ring other than gold. Therefore, ring is a word which doesn't have the ring object. The ring object is doesn't have, the ring word is useless. What this substance there? Gold. Therefore, you extend this to entire Namarupa. Body. Body. You are telling the body, what is body? I say, if you have to go to Moola Karanam, this is only Apekshika Karanam. Clay is apekshika karanam. Gold is apekshika karanam. Intermediary cause. Apekshika karanam means what? Intermediary cause. This intermediary cause is not an ultimate cause or absolute cause. Why it is called intermediary? Because it is an effect. Here, ingada namma nanna purinjikkanum. Now, until now, here I four examples I have given. Clay pot, wood desk, gold ornament, fiber shirt. These karanams, all these four karanams are not atyantika karanam. I say there is a clay, you are telling. I say there is no clay, there is only earth. There is only earth. Clay is nothing but it has come from earth only. It has come from earth only. Where is the clay other than earth? Is there a clay other than earth? Sollunga. Is there a clay other than earth? Earth alone clay. இப்ப இந்த கிளே முன்னாடி என்ன சொன்ன, பாட் இஸ் இஃபெக்ட், பாட் இஸ் மித்யா, கிளே இஸ் சத்தியம் யூ சைட். நவ் கிளே இஸ் சத்தியம், எர்த் இஸ் சத்தியம். அப்ப கிளே என்னாச்சு காரணத்துவம்? அதுதான் ஆபேட்சிக காரணம். தட் ஹுச் ஹேஸ் காட் காரணத்துவம் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் பாட், பட் இட் இஸ் காரியம் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் அர்த். லைக் திஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ ஃபர்தர். Earth is nothing but water. Water is nothing but fire. Because earth is the effect, waters is the cause. From waters only earth has come. That is why 3/4 water in the creation, 1/4 only earth. From earth only all these plants or trees have come. This you have to go to Moola Karanam. Water is the effect. It is the cause from the standpoint of earth. Water is the effect from the standpoint of fire. Fire is the cause from the standpoint of waters. That's why when you want to put off a fire, you pour water. See, both are mutually cause and effect relation they are having. And if you pour, no, water can make the mud wet, but fire cannot burn the waters, fire cannot burn the earth. These are all intricacies, inner intricacies. Adella namakku theva illa. Ipo this fire is the cause from the standpoint of waters, fire is the effect from the standpoint of vayu, air. Vayu is the cause from the standpoint of Agni, Vayu is the effect from the standpoint of Akasha. Akasha is the effect from the standpoint of Atma. Akasha is the cause from the standpoint of Vayu. What is the Moola Karanam? Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. That Moola Karanam is Brahman. Easiness. That easiness is called Brahman. That's why Uddalaka asked his son Svetaketu, you sannula manvicha, may you inquire into the root cause. Moola karanam, na root cause. Causeless cause. It doesn't have a cause. That cause which is never an effect. Causeless cause is that which is never be the effect. It is ever the cause. Ever the cause. That is what he has understood. Paramatma, Jivatma understood himself as Paramatma means here, Sadrupena Chidrupena Ahameva Asmi Jnanam. I lend Sat, easiness to every Nama Rupa. Every Nama Rupa is a word which doesn't have its existence of its own. Substantiality of its own. Even though it appears, this body is appearing, it doesn't have its substantiality. Now without I am, that awareness and existence principle, yes, this body is useful. Tell me, I am. And the unaravan, in the vadambula illenna, in the vadambuki enna prayojanam? And the awareer, chit, consciousness is not there, suppose in this body. Who can recognize this body? That body is as good as non-existent. Who can recognize? No one can recognize. I am. That I am is the most important entity in this body to recognize this matter. So I am is important or body is important? I am recognizing this body. Body is not recognizing me. I am recognizing this body. I am the awareer. I am the consciousness principle. I am. Am means naan irken enakku theriyum. Irken angrade theriyum angrade atma. Enge irken eppadi irken annade nama roopa anatma. Adhi naan illai. Adhi ennudaiya maya swaroopam. Paathu theriyiradha? Naan, I am, naan irken. Andha naan angrade unarvu. இருக்கேனுங்கிறது இருப்புதல். அந்த உணர்வு, அந்த இருப்புதல் தான் பிரம்மன். பிரம்மன் எங்க இருக்கு? நான் இருக்கேன்னு சொல்றவன் தான் பிரம்மன். எனக்கு தான் தெரியறது நான் தான் இருக்கேன். எப்படி இருக்கேனுங்கிறது தான் மாயா அனாத்மா சரீரம். அது என்னுடைய விபூதி சக்தி. சரீரமா தெரியறேன். இப்ப சரீரமா இருக்கு இந்த சரீரம். இது மேட்டர். அந்த உணர்வு, அந்த இருப்புதல் இல்லாமலே சரீரம் இருக்கா? தட்ஸ் வை நான் இருக்கேன் அங்கிறது தான் முக்கியமே தவிர சரீரம் முக்கியம் இல்லை. சரீரமே முக்கியமானா அப்போ அந்த டெட் பாடியில் டெட் பாடி கூட இருக்கே. சரீரமே முக்கியமானா அந்த டெட் பாடி கூட இருக்கு. வை யூ டோன்ட் கிவ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் டு டெட் பாடி? வை யூ டோன்ட் கீப் டெட் பாடி? அந்த உணர்வு மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஆகலை. அந்த உணர்வு என்னது? கான்சியஸ்னஸ் டு மேனிஃபெஸ்ட். அந்த டெட் பாடியில் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் இஸ் டிட்டாச்சு. இன்ஜின் கோச் டிட்டாச்சு. தேர்ஃபோர் சே வாட் நவ் மனோபுத்தி அஹங்கார சித்தானி நாஹம் சிதானந்த ரூப சிவோஹம் சிவோஹம். டு ரிகக்னைஸ் திஸ் டு சே தட் சிதானந்த அஹம் யூ ரிக்வயர் மீடியம். வாட் மீடியம்? மாயா மீடியம். பட் இப்படி சொல்ல வேண்டியது நம்ம என்ன சொல்றோம்? எனக்குள்ள இருக்கார் யாரு? கடவுள். நீதான் கடவுள். உனக்குள்ளதான் இந்த மாயா சரீரம் இருக்கு. ஆல் மாயா சரீரம் சார் வித்இன் யூ. தே ஆர் இன் யுவர் கண்ட்ரோல். யூ ஆர் சத்வ பிரதான நவ். இஃப் யூ ஆர் ரஜோ பிரதான ஸ்டில் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி ஃபார் சம் மோர் டைம். ஆவரணம் இருக்குன்னு அர்த்தம். புரியலன்னு என்ன அர்த்தம்? ஆவரணம் இருக்குன்னு அர்த்தம். ஒண்ணுமே இல்லை. அக்செப்ட் இட், தட்ஸ் ஆல். ஆவரணம் இருந்தா ரஜோகுணம் ப்ரிடாமினா இருந்தா புரியாது. அந்த என்ன அர்த்தம்? இன்னும் சத்துவகுணம் ப்ரிடாமினா வரல. சத்துவகுணம் ப்ரிடாமினா வந்தா ஐ கேன் சே அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, திஸ் இஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் மை மாயா சரீரம் சொல்லலாம். அதுல சந்தேகமே இல்லை. யூ ஆல்சோ கேன் சே. அப்படின்னா கொஞ்சம் மந்த்ஸ் டிஃபரன்ஸ், அவ்வளவுதான். Years difference. Or otherwise, janmas difference. But you cannot be other than that. Anyhow, even janmas, janmas also, you are what? Sattu chittu da. Yepame sattu chittu. Sattu chittu cannot become something else. All the time it is sattu chittu. What is the silver point here? Na? Underline point here. If you recognize now, here itself, your further future life is so happy. Ananda. If you don't recognize, you suffer some more time, a few more years, and next take another janma and again come attend Aitareya Upanishad. Avladha onnume illa. Indha class illa innor class attend pannuvom. Vera enna? Indha janma attend pannala innor janma attend. Ethana janma illa vittittu class seriya attend pannaamala vandutomo? Yaarukku theriyum? Endendha janma lo endendha class ku seriya attend pannaamale vandutom. இப்படி அது முடியலன்னா இன்னொரு ஜென்மா. நோ ப்ராப்ளம். எனிஹேவே எனிவே யூ ஆர் சத்து சித்தோல்லி. யூ ரிகக்னைஸ் நவ் ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப் வண்டர்ஃபுல். தட் இஸ் வை நெவர் கோ பிஹைண்ட் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் இட். நெவர் பேம்பர் த பாடி மைண்ட். நெவர் சக்கம் டு த பாடி மைண்ட் இட்ஸ் வீக்னஸஸ். தேர் ஃபார் யூ ஹாவ் டு மாஸ்டர் யுவர் மைண்ட். You have to master your body. ஏன் சொன்னா தெரியுமோ? அதுக்குதான். இஃப் யூ மாஸ்டர் யுவர் பாடி, இஃப் யூ மாஸ்டர் யுவர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், இஃப் யூ மாஸ்டர் யுவர் மைண்ட், யூ ஆர் சத்வ பிரதான மாயா. யூ ரிகக்னைஸ். அந்த ரிகக்னைசபிலிட்டி இஸ் பாசிபிள். Therefore, Paramatma, this Jivatma recognized, I am Paramatma only. Recognized, nothing else is there other than Sat and Chit. Whatever else is there, it is not having its Artha. It is only a Padam. Arthamillada Padam. Entire dictionary. The entire dictionary, all names and forms, Arthamillada Padam. What about your name? Also, that name also. Arthamillada Padam. And the Padathik, your name is a Porul ille. And the Porul Nijama Chunna Vastu. Vasati Iti Vastu is Sattu Chittuda. And the Sattu Chittuke Subramanyam Peer, Srinivasan Peer, Lakshmi Peer. And the Sattu Chittuke different names Kudurukon. Puriyadana? Saha Yetameva Purusham Brahma. See, that Paramatma who has entered through that Seema, the brain, into this body is none other than Yetam Mahavakya. This is called Mahavakya. Yetameva Purusham Brahma. So, Avasthatraya Sakshi Aham Brahma. Mahavakya. Tatama Tat Tatamam, you have to add one more takara. Tatamam, tatatamam, tatatamam means all pervading. Tata means vyaptam. Tama means superlatively. Atishayena vyaptam. Idam adarshamiti, in the mood sankhya irukku. Number 3, it is ascharyarthakam, pluti anartham. And the number 3 is Dirgham, Pluti. And the Pluti means Ascharyam. In the Parama, Jivatma recognized himself, I am Paramatma, Sat, Chit. What else is there? Nothing but a word. It is not having substantiality of its own. Everything is Paramatma. My God, I have recognized I am Paramatma. Ananda. Idam, this Jivatma, Aparokshataya Adarsham, recognized, discovered, Adarsham. Iti, that thus Jivatma recognized, I am Paramatma, Vare Anandam, Kushi Kushi. So, then the Pluti indicates, Aho Shastram, Aho Shastram. What is Shastra? I have recognized because of Shastra. I don't know. Aho Guru, Aho Guru. I have recognized because of my Guru. I don't know. Aho Punyam, Aho Punyam. Have I recognized because of my Punya? I don't know. Whether I have recognized by Ishvara or I have recognized by my Guru, I have recognized through Shastra or I have recognized through my Punyam, I don't know. But I have recognized. Aho, what an Ascharyam. Eureka, Eureka Madri. What a great thing I have recognized. I have recognized. That is called Ananda. Vicharanartham Pluti Kandain Anartham. Kandain. I have understood. I have recognized. I am Sat Chit Paramatma alone in the form of Jivatma. I am not the body mind complex. Enjoy. I am Brahman. Idam Pratyagatma Aparokshataya Aham Paramatma Eva Aham Jivatma Na. This Jivatma claimed, I am Paramatma, not body. Therefore, what is my name? Just we'll read the mantra, next mantra. Tasmat didandro namam, didandro nama, idandro havai namam, tamidandram, santam, Indra iti achakshate parokshenam paroksha priyaha iva hi devaha paroksha priyaha iva hi devaha. Tasvamat, therefore, இதந்திரஹா நாம. வாட் இஸ் மை நேம் நவு? ஐ தி ஜீவாத்மா ஹூ ரிகக்னைஸ்ட் ஆஸ் பரமாத்மா மை செல்ஃப். தெர் இஸ் நோ ஜீவாத்மா அதர் தேன் பரமாத்மா. மை நேம் இஸ் இதந்திரஹா. இதந்திரஹா மீன்ஸ் த்ரா மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்கவர்ட். இதம் தயா ஆஸ் மை செல்ஃப். இதந்தயா ஆஸ் மை செல்ஃப் அபரோக்ஷதயா. தட் ஹுச் இஸ் டிஸ்கவர்ட் ஆஸ் இதந்திர. தட் ஹுச் இஸ் டிஸ்கவர்ட் ஆஸ் இதந்திர ஒன் செல்ஃப். இதந்திர மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் டிஸ்கவர்ட் ஆஸ் ஒன் செல்ஃப். ஆஸ் ஒன் செல்ஃப் இஸ் த டைட்டில் ஃபார் பிரம்மன். ஐ தி பிரம்மன் ஹேஸ் காட் த டைட்டில் இதந்திர. Why? I have discovered myself. Therefore, my title is what? Idandra. Who give? Upanishad gives the title to me, Idandra. But no one should call me Idandra. Ena, directly you should not call my name. I want you call by nickname, Indraha. You should call me Indra. Don't call me Idandra. Enna, adhi not my personal name. Devaha, devatas love a nickname. They don't like you to be called them directly. Devaha paroksha priyaha. They never love to be called by anyone with the direct name. Then a servant and the driver vandha ayya amma nu kupta namak nanna pidikum illaya per vechi kupta boost next day. Adhe maadhiri brahman kuda, hey, Idandra, don't call me Idandra. You call me as Indra. Okay. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.